Last time on the Weebcast.
He wants to steal all their poop.
You gotta protect your smile, folks.
That's probably where he made his first mistake, was by assuming the third member of the Trinity was the Bayer.
I like Xbox Girl because she was a sensual and voluptuous Aryan goddess with massive giant titties that flop and jiggle everywhere. Even as a titty window for appreciating them. Basically, if you want a vision of the future, imagine Vert's big, fat, floppy, juicy, trad Aryan hyperborean milkers filled with leaky, sweet, delicious vril energy smothering a human face forever.
But I guess at its core, you know, Neptunia is a game about buying her game.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Weebcast. I am Tony, and today I am joined by Jejun.
Shiu, you don't fucking know who I am, you piece of shit asshole.
All right. And Frigg.
Shiu is asshole.
Yeah. All right. And today we are doing Legend of the Overfiend, also known as, let me break out my Japanese skills here. Chujin Densetsu Uretsukidoji. I pronounced that great. Ask any Asian person you know. Perhaps you are an Asian person. If you are an Asian person, you're probably, like, coming in your pants. That was, like, so good. I'm just so good at pronouncing shit. And it's fucking Halloween when you're listening to this. Probably, if I'm not late, it's gonna be Halloween. And we decided we're gonna do something spooky. Something a little horror-themed. So we went to this. I don't know. Would you call it a classic, Jejun?
It's something, all right. I know when people talk about, like, the big OVAs of, what was this, the 90s or something? It's 1986, okay.
86.
The big OVAs of the 80s, you know, they always talk about this show, among other things. I can't think of any off the top of my head right now, but, like, you know, like, people talk about 80s anime.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, MD guys, but they always fucking mention this show. So I was like, you know, we should see what the fuss is about. We should watch this and see what the big deal is about. I mean, it's one of the classics, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's something. This is a hentai, technically. I'm not really sure, because, like, I don't know, like, would you call it a hentai? I can't, like, imagine jerking off to this. So, like, I don't know. I guess that's not, like, really what defines porn, is whether or not you can jerk off to it.
Well,
but there's a lot of sex in it, a lot of dicks, a lot of pussy, a lot of, like, little goblin guy penis. It's fucking weird.
I definitely came for the porn, but I stayed for the end times eschatology.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll try to give you a little plot synopsis. This is going to be a little weird. We watched the movie, which, as far as I'm aware, is a cut down version of all three OVAs. We didn't know that when we watched it, so sorry. But it works fine enough. So there's this kid named Nagumo. Nagumo.
It depends on which character, what his name is.
Yeah.
The voice actors in the English dub can't remember the names.
And he is horny as shit. This dude is, like, going around jerking off in, like, the girls' locker room. He gets hit in the face with a ball and he comes. He nuts a lot. It's pretty fucking crazy.
He is he's the archetypal Coomer Chad, I would say.
Our other main character, Amano Jaku?
Amino Jakku.
Amino Jakku is like some demon guy, and is like, you're the chosen demon. Oh, and his hot sister, just Amino.
Yeah, yeah, his sister's hot as shit.
Her name is Megumi.
But Amino Jakku, like, he looks like a werewolf because he's got like Naruto whiskers, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
His eyes are shaped like werewolves. None of the other students seem to notice that he's not human, though.
And he has like clown hair.
Yeah, and he has clown hair and stuff like that. And he also has like a little sidekick that floats around on his shoulder sometime. He's like a
describe him as? He's like a little gray goblin guy that has
like a gray boner. Goblin. He has a penis though, and his penis is always on display.
And like here's the thing, right? It's not like Crazy Frog, right? Where it's just like a little nub where it's like, oh, maybe he's just a wacky character, maybe it's not a penis. It's very clearly a penis with like a ball sack.
Yeah, he's like a fully erect Crazy Frog. That's how I describe him.
Yes, and it's really funny.
Sometimes his balls inflate as well.
Can inflate his balls just for you.
Yeah. As far as the other main characters, we do have main characters, love interest / girlfriend.
Akemi,
yeah, or Kimo, depending on who's talking to her and when they forget her name. They start calling her all kinds of shit. They call her Amino. They call them different characters that forget their lines call her different things. But yeah, her official name is Akemi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have main characters kind of love triangle rival.
Nikki Yuichi.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which one is his first name and which one is his last name. We'll just call him Yuichi, I guess. And he gets cucked by our main man, our fucking horn dog, Nagumo, over here. He's just like, well, our girl, our main female protagonist, gets raped by a demon, like you do. And Amino Jakku fucking stops it, and she's like, oh, Nagumo, you saved me from the rape. I like you now.
Yep. And so, Nagumo now is basically just her boyfriend, and they're kind of just like, they're doing their thing. Yeah, that's all it takes, and they're doing their thing, and Nikki is extremely jealous about this, and so he kind of sets about plotting to kill Nagumo and take Akemi as his own. So sort of like before the beginning of the show, you have this scene of there's like these two parallel dimensions of like demon kin. One of them are the half man, half beast ones, and then the other are just like demon alien creatures that like look like some shit out of...
They all look really cool.
Yeah, they all look really cool, but the second group there, they look like particularly like slime monsters and tentacle monsters and weird shit like that. Yep. And so those two groups of aliens are kind of like at war with one another to discover the Chujin first, and the Chujin is kind of like this Christ figure within the demon's version of the eschatology. He's going to be born on the human world, and he's going to develop into like a god above gods.
Yes.
And unite the three worlds. So
dimensional merge.
Yeah, he's going to cause the Christian dimensional merge that they're all hoping for. The reason that they're competing to get to the Chujin first is that in the version of this end times prophecy from the half beast, half human demons, they believe that the Chujin is going to unite the worlds in like a peaceful way or whatever, make them better, whereas the other group of demons think he's going to destroy the whole world.
See, they're libtards, and they think that globalism is really cool.
Yeah. So it is a little of column A, a little of column B with them. But anyway, the other group, once the Chujin basically gets taken by the Beastmen faction and kind of brought to their side, the other group then takes his love rival, Nikki, and gives him a new alien penis. However, in order to use its power, he has to cut.
Yeah, he has to cut off his dick. Yeah. Okay. So Nikki is like really fucking upset that Nagumo is like super powerful and like stole his like girl that he was after, and so he gets rejected, and these girls like tie him up and put their feet in his mouth. I don't really know what that scene is. I think Corvo was in the director's chair.
Corvo was definitely in the director chair for that part.
But then he's like, fuck you, I'm gonna fucking kill you. They say fuck a lot in this show, and it's really funny.
Yeah, the show's really funny with it.
Yeah. I like when they say asshole. They're like asshole.
Yeah, they pronounce asshole really weirdly. It's almost like they didn't want to modify the mouth flaps for the characters talking, so they tried to just force the words to fit within the Japanese mouth flapping.
Yeah, and that's kind of how you're supposed to do it. Like, no one really edits mouth flaps, which is fine. That's, like, pretty standard. But you gotta, like, have good dialogue to kind of make up for the mouth flaps. You can't just add, like, fuck and asshole in there. You know, it's very strange. But anyway, you know, our boy's getting femdomed, Corvo approved. And this demon is, he's like, I'm going to kill you. And the demon's like, okay, I'm going to do that for you. And he just fucking kills all these women. And he's like, all right, dude, if you want to be powerful like me, why don't you fucking cut off your dick?
Yeah. I mean, that might have been a little too close to reality. I mean, becoming part of the 40%, cutting your dick off to become in league with demons. I mean, what did they mean by that exactly?
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm. But they give him a new demon penis to replace his old one, which is really funny because he like doesn't do it on the spot. He brings the demon penis home with him. So like you can kind of imagine him like walking in his house and he's just like holding a dick in his hand. And that's probably why his dad beat him up while drunk when he got home. It's really funny scene.
Why you got a fucking dick in your hand? Fuck
it. Yeah. But anyway, he goes through with it, and so now that he's gotten these like adopted demon powers now, he's basically now the rival to Nagumo. The rest of the general vague plot is them continuously running into one another and fighting to the death.
Which is cool. The fighting in this is really cool. Like the animation, everything about like the look, and like this goes for a lot of like horror stuff, like Genocyber and shit like that, horror OVAs from the 90s and 80s. It looks really fucking cool. It's really well animated. The music's pretty good. But there's like a lot of like unnecessary like sex shit, and like the story makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
And it's great. I love it.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
What was your favorite battle?
Probably the one between Nikki and Nagumo, where so earlier on, you gotta set up this fight. So, Nikki, he fucking steals Nagumo's GF and, eats, like, Nagumo's cum off of her face.
We gotta go a little bit further back before this. There is Nagumo, despite being the most powerful being in the universe, he does have a slight problem. He has premature ejaculation.
Yeah.
So, while he's in a love hotel with his GF and he, you know, accidentally comes right away on her face, she's kind of, like, disappointed, you know? It's like, you know, you typically wouldn't, you know, sell your soul to, like, an incubus only to have him, you know, prematurely ejaculate in 1 second. You know, that'd be kind of disappointing. She's crying, and, Nikki just basically jumps in the window, snatches her, and leaves, and then, because the demons told him that if he consumed Nagumo's semen, that he would like gain his power too. So like he does it, which is really yucky. And
really gay.
Is Nikki really a reprobate?
He just eats the dude's gum, like he licks it off his face. It's really fucking weird. And then, like, they fight, and, like, Nagumo But then he turns into his like demon form. And Nikki says to Akemi, "All right, I'll go call the doctor or whatever the fuck. But I want you to masturbate in front of me." And he fucking rapes her. and then he comes back to life. And like he drinks Nagumo's blood and becomes like another demon. But then Nagumo beats him, and he's just, like, out of the movie. It's really
for
fucking
a good while. He comes back. Well, I don't know. Is Suiju Jaku also the same guy, or did he just...
No, he was the guy who gave him the demon dick. Because remember, yeah. He had the fat demon and the little guy with the hat. They, like, killed all the girls and gave him the demon dick. Speaking of which, that was my favorite battle when Ameno Jaku and Suikuju were, like, flying through the city on, like, fucking dragons made out of stone and water. That was hype as fuck.
Yeah, that was a cool fight. That was one of the things we learned here Ameno Jaku's power. It seems that any element he comes into contact with, he can, like, temporarily use. So, like, there's a scene where Suiju Jaku throws him through a water tower. And when he comes out the other end, he's, like, now able to control water. So now he turns into a water dragon.
He's riding, like, a giant fucking water
dragon. Previously, when he had landed on, like, a car, he just exploded the car and turned into a fire dragon from that. So he kind of, like, morphs through different forms. That's a very, very Kino fight.
Yeah. Like, the battles are all really well animated. They're really action-packed. They're visual, just eye candy. Like, the fight scenes are really cool.
It's it's like on par, probably even better than like something like Yu Yu Hakusho or even Dragon Ball Z. From the time it's an OVA, so it's like, you know.
I think generally with anime movies in general, I feel like they have a higher density of budget per second of animation produced. So like they tend to go all out for the whole hour and a half, as opposed to like a full feature length anime where the budget is split up between the fight scenes are usually good and the rest is poorly animated.
Yeah,
this had pretty consistent quality all around. I liked it a lot.
Yeah,
it didn't even really utilize that much CG.
There wasn't any CG. It was just like,
really? Yeah, I didn't think so. It looked all hand drawn.
Well, it was like 1989.
Back in the good old days. '09, '11.
Well, you can like really tell. I think one of the things in anime where CG is like forgivable is like cars and stuff on a highway being CG, but like explosions and CG, they just never look quite right in most anime. But this, you know, hand drawn explosions really, they just look better in all ways.
Yeah, I think hand drawn, like everything. I know, like I feel like we repeat ourselves so many times, and like I don't know, people hate to hear other people complain about it, and people defend it super hard. But yeah, CG is fucking gay and lazy. There's really no reason for it. I think people that defend CG are like kind of. And, like, I don't know, I do to an extent. But, like, I've heard people say, like, no, you shouldn't complain about CGI. You should, because it is fucking gay. Like, there's a reason for it, but it's fucking gay as shit. And, like, a fucking shitty hentai from, like, 1980-whatever looks much better than most fucking anime nowadays.
Yeah, really. Now this hentai did it did impede on the one mortal sin of Japanese anime.
Yeah.
It did depict a high school student drinking alcohol in one scene for three or four frames.
Yeah,
and that probably landed them in a lot of trouble.
Well, here's the thing: you can draw that underage child, you know, having sex, but you cannot draw them drinking alcohol or smoking a cigarette. That is unacceptable.
Exactly. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly why we're not getting a Toho anime.
The Japanese government's, you know, official stance is, you know, lolicon is just, you know, that's just art, that's just an illustration, but, you know, depicting a minor drinking alcohol, that is real shit.
Not our opinion, by the way. Just saying what the law is.
We're just stating the law.
What the law is. Yeah, it's fucked.
Which is sadly why Tuhu will probably never get an anime.
Yeah,
Cerno's too much of an alcoholic.
I don't feel like the soundtrack of this movie was all that memorable. I mean, mainly my biggest thing that I appreciated though was like it had really good animation and it was interesting. I mean, the plot didn't make a lot of sense, but it was pretty interesting, and all the characters were pretty interesting as well.
Yeah, to be fair, we watched like a condensed version of it.
Yeah,
which didn't seemed to be an issue till later on. I'm not really sure though, because like when we watched it, I didn't think like, oh, there are scenes missing. I just thought, oh, that doesn't make make sense. There were a couple like weird like cuts, so it kind of explains that.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of it is just because the central plot point being related to this like apocalypse prophecy thing, like they really shove that until very late in the movie to like try to explain very quickly. Like towards the beginning of the movie, probably first half of it, they spend a really good amount of time giving exposition on like all the characters and stuff, and like things are paced very nicely in the first half. But it's like the closer it gets to the end of the movie, the pace like picks up to a very, very fast degree where it starts to really, I feel, paper over stuff that was probably better explained in the OVAs. We never watched them. I'm sure if you watched the OVAs instead, you'd probably get a fuller picture of the grand goals of the plot.
Yeah, like we said earlier, though, we didn't really know this was originally an OVA till we started recording.
That was a manga, and then it just got like one big movie.
Do you feel, I don't know, I feel like this could have been better if it wasn't a hentai. But I don't know.
Like, I mean, I don't know, because the rape scenes were really funny.
They were really funny. like when our main character first becomes a demon guy, like he fucking dies. He just gets like hit by a car randomly. He gets isekai'd. And he just like wakes up in the hospital and he just grabs a nurse and just rapes her. And it's like totally like, out of character.
It's like his first thing. Dude, it's funny.
So out of
character. He's like, I haven't felt pussy in 3,000 years.
Yeah, that's his fucking opening line when he like goes demon mode the first time. I haven't had pussy in over 3,000 years. Then he comes inside the nurse and she like cumflates until she pops.
And then his fucking cumflation goes over the top and there's like penis demons absorbing everyone's flesh. And like he's like a giant like so devil ridiculous. Just overhanging the hospital. It's fucking insane.
It's really
only a Jap like could metal. Conceive this.
Oh yeah, this is the most like Japanese shit ever. You know?
Oh yeah. I think the funny thing with that is like, so when he goes like miniature demon mode first, you know, he rapes the nurse, she explodes from cumflation, and then he just shoots like a million like mini dick tentacles out of himself, and they start like seeking throughout the hospital, and you're expecting, oh, they're gonna rape more people. No. The dicks just have to touch them and then they get absorbed into the dick and then it gets bigger. And so, like, he just, like, turns into this giant, like, penis monster for about 5 minutes. And then he kind of just, like, burns out of it and goes back to being a human again. Really no explained reason. Like, nobody calms him down or anything. He just gets bored.
Yeah, Tone, weren't you saying something about how in these kinds of animes, it's, like, hilarious how the main character
can
rape them?
In horror anime, like, there's no, like, the idea of, like, right and wrong is not really a thing. Like, the main character, and like, I'm not saying every main character has to be a hero, of course, but
this guy is so schizophrenic with
will just murder and rape people in these types of shows, like a lot and really brutally, and you're just still supposed to root for them, and it's really funny. Yeah.
I think what's kind of funny here is, like, this guy, when he first goes demon mode, like, obviously he kills the nurse. He kills everybody in the whole hospital, levels it to the ground. And he goes to school the next day as a human. And, like, no one seems to have noticed that the hospital got, like, fucking nuked yesterday. Like, no one's mentioning it. They know, everybody knows he went to the hospital because everyone knows he got hit by a car.
Yeah.
And, like, no one seems to think it's out of place that he's, like, not just, like, fine, but, like, scratchless. And also, yeah, the hospital's totally destroyed. Like, no one connects the dots. And
one girl,
he keeps going back to, like, and then he goes straight back to being, like, a beta simp, like, right after becoming human again. And then, like, later on, when he has to fight Nikki for the last time, he, like, kills Nikki. And, you know, he's pretty justified because Nikki just, like, stole his GF while he was still in human form. So, like, he obviously hates him.
Yeah.
And he, like, goes to kill him. Then after he kills him, you know, he's real badass looking. And then he sees Nikki, like, crying over the guy that just raped her dead body. And then he's like, no, what have I done?
The dude fucking runs. He, like, he runs away naked, covered in blood.
Covered in blood, and he goes to his room and cries because he murdered somebody.
No, he goes
after, like, already killing, like, 1,000 people at a hospital.
I think he goes back to the girl's locker room where this originally started. Because, you know, the show starts out with him hiding in the girl's locker room jerking off. So, you know, it's really very stupid. Reincorporation there. It's very...
Especially, like, right after Nikki rapes her and he kills Nikki, Nikki, like, falls over. He loses his demon form. He's back to a human, but he's dead now. And he unfolds his hand, and it's like a locket that he snatched off of Akira, whatever her name is, Akumo, whatever he stole, Akemi. He like, unfurls his dead hand, and you see this locket that he stole from Akemi's book bag, and she's like, oh, he really loved me the whole time, like, after he just, like, brutally raped her. I don't know. I think the show, this is really funny, because of, like, scenes really like that in
weird.
It.
Weird. It's really cool, though.
Yeah, it's really bizarre.
This is, like, one of the, like, perfect, and, like, you know, Halloween, hopefully is either happening when you're listening to this or is coming up. If it is before that, tune in to my stream. We're streaming fucking Nostalgia Critic, Nostalgia Ween with Disco on D-Live.
Yeah, folks, you
Big
know,
Tony 1611. Big stream.
Be there or
you guys
be
listening
scared.
Out there, you know, you're gonna be sitting at home for Halloween, either coronavirus means that you can't go trick or treating, even if you're 25, you know, you still want to anyway, or, you know, maybe you're Saved Baptist and you don't want to do Halloween anyway. Well, guess what? We got something for you. We've got was it going to be a day or are we going to do a week? What are we going to do?
It's not a day. It's just like a couple hours.
Couple hours. We got a couple hours of Nostalgia Wayne. We're going to be watching. All of the Doug Walker videos that were uploaded on A Halloween.
Yeah, I'm gonna announce it on Twitter, Big Tony 1611. The time it should be around 7 or 10 ish Eastern Standard Time. Me, Big Tony 1611 on Twitter, Judging Autistic Genius on Twitter, Frig Base Frignet on Twitter, Disco 1611 on Twitter. Look at all those for the announcement. It'll be epic. Watch that. Anyway, fucking plug is done. This is like a great, like, Halloween anime. You know what I mean? Because it's just like, it's just really cool and like, creepy. And like, it's not, I don't know, I wouldn't say it's scary.
Yeah, it is. It's not like a body horror thing, like a Ghost in the Shell or Tokyo Ghoul or whatever. It's not like that. It's like, just like gratuitous, ridiculous violence, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was very funny. I think you guys will really enjoy it, too. Make sure you watch the English dub of this, because I'm sure it sounds more serious in Japanese, but in English, just hearing all the voice actors say, "You asshole," after, like, someone just, like, killed their, like, person right beside them, you know? "You asshole."
Yeah.
It's so funny.
80s and 90s dubs are very strange, because there were a couple ways they were. They were either just done like normal cartoons, or they just like get actors they could find. You know, it's not like
yeah, now,
where you can just like find anime voice actors and like they all suck and they just sound
right
like they're copying what they heard on Dragon Ball Z.
From what I've heard about like the Japanese dub industry during this time period, they didn't really have dub agencies per se. What they would like to do is walk around Japan and find Baka Gaijin tourists and like stop them and ask them if you want to.
That was more of a video game thing. They definitely did that for like what's it called?
Sega games?
Like Sega games like House of the Dead 2. Like that's why the voice acting is so good in that, is because they just found random white people in Tokyo and it's like, hey, can you voice act? Alright, suffer like G did. but like the voice actors in this have other credits to their names, the ones that are listed, which is weird. So like I guess they were like proper voice actors. I don't know.
Can you just imagine putting this on your resume as like this was your seminal work, trying to get a job at like a real animation studio?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they all go to like Jew school.
Oh yeah,
I forgot about
it's
that.
It's got a Starve David right on front of it.
Yeah, it's like opening scene. It shows their high school with this big ass Star of David on the front.
Japanese people, like, whenever they're doing like demon like shows and shit, they always have the Star of David. Because, like, I mean, to be fair, there's like a demonic thing.
Yeah, they're most
people here don't know that. Also, I'm looking at the plot synopsis to the sequel. During World War II, the Nazis attempt to breach the barrier between the three worlds.
Yeah, they would. Well, wasn't there... Hitler make, like, a mission to find the Lance of Longinus that impaled Jesus because they thought that would, like, be the ultimate weapon for the Reich or some shit? I know that's a plot point in Persona 2.
Definitely...
That was,
like, a plot
shit.
Point in some Fate spinoff, if I recall correctly.
Seriously?
There's, like, a Fate spinoff. There is definitely a Fate spinoff where the Nazis appear because they're talking about the history of the Einspern family, where it was from. And they, like, talk about how, like, during the 40s or whatever, they, like, worked with the Nazis to, like, try and get the Holy Grail using the army or something. But I don't know if the Spear of Longinus appears in that. It does.
In Persona 2, the main bad guy is Hitler, in case you never played it.
Yeah, but he wears cool sunglasses.
Yeah, it's like a mask. Yeah. It's like in Ruby.
I love how in like the cast of characters in the sequel on my anime list, so it just says like Hitler Adolf. Just like as a character between all these like Japanese people. That's awesome. So we might do that later if you want. That sounds really funny. What were we talking about before the Nazi tangent? I don't remember. Where am I? I can't get the last fucking...
I finished this whole bottle of sake, man.
I'm almost going full ghost mode right now.
Hello?
This is Hakutsuru, 15%.
Hello, can you hear me? What do you mean I'm going ghost mode?
Destroying cans in your room.
Oh yeah, no, dude. There's like, okay. So I saw a video saying like, oh, actually, the aluminum can is like perfectly designed. It's like, no, it's not, you fucker. I have to rip this fucking thing open so I can get the last bit of drink out of it.
Yep.
Now I have it.
Mm.
Oh, I threw it.
Any other? I mean, who do we want to officially say is the Corbo in this show? I mean, I kind of want to say
Kuroko, the little devil guy.
Well, he could be Corbo, but what about like, what about Nikki though? I mean, Nikki is a Corbo at the beginning.
That's true.
Corbo has multiple applications, right? It's not just the little mascot character, but it's also the kind of Shota simp dude, and also the mommy type
That's
bitch,
true.
Right?
Well, I guess a lot of bots to go around. Character. I guess the mommy, like, foot dom character, she only appears for maybe 5 minutes.
Character, but she isn't a Corbo character. But
she's not the Corbo.
Yeah, she's not the Corbo. Right. Yeah. And, you know, I think Jejun is right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that... Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
What Arr, why do you still believe in Jesus?
Arr, why do you still believe in Jesus? Oh, man. Odin drinks come.
Do we get any news from Jejun about Fumo Twitter?
Fumo Twitter. Oh, yeah. Okay, Fumo Twitter news. So my friend Atsushi, some Japanese guy who thinks he's saying he's Sakuya's brother or something, Hironichan. He sent me a picture. Okay, so he was on the Sanriku Railway Rias Line journey. He has Momiji and Ran Yakumo sitting on the train. He paid for their tickets. And he said, I asked him, do you have to pay for their tickets or do the Fumos ride for free? And he said, I have no idea. And get this, he posted a picture of the Kimono Friends train, the Japari Park liner. Look at this, folks. Whoa. Look at this.
Folks.
This is some big stuff here. I mean, Weebcast is making some waves. We're big in Japan. You know, we've got Toho Miku cosplayer girls that apparently want to marry me and think I'm the best guy in the world and stuff. Let me tell you guys the strategy. Here's what you do. You go to one of these cosplay hub accounts that like retweets various other cosplays. You got to pick a kind of niche series like Toho or Cancole or Pretty Cure. And you find one of these group shots that they retweet, and they'll also credit all the cosplayers in them. And that'll basically give you a catalog of girls you can browse. And you look for the girl that has less followers than yourself so you can grimace them. And, you know, it'll be like, oh, she has 160 followers. I have 250. Okay, I'm going to follow her. And then just post on every picture, you know, I love my wife. My wife is so beautiful. My wife is so cute. My wife is beautiful as always, it seems. Stuff like that. And eventually, you know, you'll just chip away at... Okay, it happened the first time. The second time was much more fruitful. And, you know, eventually you penetrate that layer of sanity. You finally get into their brain. You get the Stockholm syndrome. They love you. They tweet at you, I love you too. Thank you. And, you know, they're almost basically doing the daddy dom declaration shit without you even having to initiate that or even bring it up in the first place. And, man, that is awesome.
Yeah, that is Kano. I love to see my timeline blessed with things like this.
You know, if you want a GF, buy a Cold Steel Crusher. And don't do anything with it, because, you know,
that would be a little bit.
Yeah. Because women just love men with cold steel, very threatening men with big weapons. You know?
Yeah.
If you got a cold steel bat, it just reminds him of those orcs and all the hentias that have like the big clubs. And if you're a fat nigga, they're basically, it triggers that primeval memory of them, you know, being groomsted by all those big orcs.
I'm basically,
you know,
gorilla, and it's very cool.
That reminds me of a Scamba commission that I saw the other day. I think we went over these.
Oh, yeah. This episode, by the way, sponsored by Scab.
Yeah, Scab.jp. Yeah. You can get all the all of the goblins raping Amazonas porn that you would ever want produced. You can pay a Japanese artist $50 to make it for you. And that's why I want to read out some amazing commissions from some stuff I found the other day. I think the audience is going to like it.
Yeah. So, yeah, Skebs, do we have any Skebs?
Let me find one real quick. I'd like to read this one out.
I am blocked from the Skeb website, by the way. I keep, whenever I try to go to skeb.jp, I get a 403. And I just cannot add. They do not want me on Skeb.
Yeah, it's very weird. So I want to read today's commission sent in by Sophie from Twitter. He says, I would like to make another request. The character this time is a different barbarian girl. She is forced to stay on hands and knees. There is a chain around her neck tied to the ground. The goblins are forcing her to mate with beasts. I would prefer a dog or pig. But if that is not possible, you can choose whatever monster or beast you're comfortable with. If possible, please include an image of fertilization. You can use the same background as before. A short animation would be fine. And the result is they've given him the shitty 8-bit 2-frame GIF animation of like a headed barbarian girl, I guess, getting fucked by a wolf. It's pretty funny. But this guy has made about 79 commissions on Skeb, all asking for the barbarian girl in different situations being raped by goblins. This one in particular is pretty funny. Hi, I would like to make a request. The character is a barbarian. She has been ambushed. She is unable to move her body because of a venomous insect bites. She is laying on her stomach with her ass in the air. A large cockroach is impregnating her.
Oh,
her mouth is closed, but cockroach semen is drooling from her mouth. Let's see, what else did he ask for from the barbarian? Oh, here's more. Thank you for the last request. I would love to get another with the same barbarian. This nigga has a real fetish for his barbarian OC. This time, an ogre is using her as a sex slave, parentheses, on a hole. You may choose the pose. Please keep some of her clothes on.
You know, Frigg, you just reminded me of something about this anime, just to bring it back.
What?
That Japs are just fucking messed up. Like, the whole plot twist of this anime is that the main character, the demon guy, is actually a bad guy? Like, who would have expected that? The giant demon is evil.
Yeah, that is really funny when you see, like...
Yeah, they find out in the end, oh, wait, maybe merging the three worlds is a bad idea.
Yeah.
And, so, what's his name? Becomes a giant demon, and he starts destroying the whole city. And it's just bad. It's just really bad.
We got a Skeb commission here from the same guy, but this time he put on his Corbo hat. I would like to make a request. The character is my paladin called Sunny. I like that he uses the name of his OC character, like it matters. She is reverse raping the male member of her party while grinning. As you can see here, she is much taller than him! Exclamation point. Thank you, Corbo. The pose would be something like this, and then we've got a female barbarian smoking a cigarette and raping her male party member. Looks like some Corbo shit. Got another thing with goblins. I would like to make another request. The character, you guessed it, same barbarian. This time, goblins get to enjoy her. She is laying on the ground. There are two goblins. One is fucking her mouth like this. The other goblin is impregnating her. You can use the same background as before. A short animation would be fine.
Fuck. Damn, dude. Fuck.
Hi there. I would love to get another request.
No.
This time featuring a barbarian and a paladin character. They have been captured by goblins. They have become breeding slaves. The goblins have cut off arms.
No!
Both of them are pregnant. They are giving birth to goblin babies. The head of the goblin babies is just visible spreading their pussies / vaginas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get back to the article.
Anyway, that was skeb.jp for you guys. Skeb.jp.
Skeb.jp. Very nice site. Get all your goblin content funded.
Or barbarian
made.
Content.
Or barbarian. Or, you know, maybe not. Maybe it. You know, believe it or not, a Skeb commission does not have to have goblins or barbarians or rape.
But it's always an option.
You can
always get it if you want.
Yeah.
You can have a picture of Kiritsugu eating a giant burger and having the guy from Ghost in the Shell explain Superman to him. You can do cool stuff like that.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, Tone remembers it so we don't have to.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I remember someone also commissioned on Skeb to have the artist draw a wolf with angel wings to use as the icon for their World of Warcraft guild. He then spends the rest of his remaining characters in the commission box to describe how cool his World of Warcraft is and how much he likes it and how he just got allowed into it.
Skeb is like pure autism. But it's great. Like, unironically, this is like professional tier artwork you can get done for like $90.
Yeah, it's pretty much just like Pixiv or something like that, but you can't join as an artist unless you're Japanese.
Yeah.
And that's great. I like to see gatekeeping like that put in place to the shitty English artists out.
I mean, Skeb isn't really great for like finding art, but it's good for like commissioning it. Like, you're still better off using Pixiv and just bearing with the shitty Western art you're gonna run into. What else is there to say about this fucking anime?
The music? I don't know. I thought the music was actually good, but it's inappropriately used.
No, I think it was fine.
Well, like, there was, like, a cool rock and roll song playing during, like, the first tentacle rape scene, and it was just totally inappropriate.
Yeah, because I'm rocking
nonetheless,
out
really
with
rad.
My fucking cock out while I'm watching that shit.
Hell yeah, Amren Border.
Yep. That is a 2016 joke.
Yeah, I remember it, so you don't have to.
You weren't even a week. All right, whatever. Oh, man. Fuck. The rape is weird. It's pretty funny. It's just, like, kind of out of place. Like, the sex scenes are very misplaced. Like, the main guy fucking his GF and, like, coming on her face. Like, that's weird and kind of out of place, but, like, whatever. Like, the bad guy needs a way to get his cum. I get it. But, like, I also don't need, like, a shot of, like, the little demon Corbo guy and the demon girl, like, jerking off to it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was, like, horny watching them make out and stuff and, like, fingering herself. And then the little demon guy was trying to jerk off.
She doesn't even do anything as a character except be there to, like, watch main character fuck his GF all the time.
And jerk off.
Like, that's all she's there for.
I guess she finds the main character.
Yeah, that's about it, though.
I gotta say, though, watching this really made me want to read the manga, because I want to see this, like, idea done probably a little better, you know, because it is, like, interesting. Like, the artwork was really fucking good.
Yeah, I imagine the manga was handled a lot more tactfully.
It's, I don't know if I'd call it infamous, but it's, because, like, I don't know, like, it seems to have sold pretty well. And, like, people remember, I guess you could call it that. It's kind of famous. I've heard people say that it, like, popularized, like, the tentacle rape shit, but I'm not really sure that's true. Like, I've heard people say it invented that, which is definitely false.
No, that's not true.
Because there's ancient as, like, paintings. Of,
yeah,
like,
Hokusai. Hokusai has, like, woodblock ukiyo-e's that are tentacle rape from octopuses. So.
Dude, all the fucking hentai tags are, like, woodblock paintings at some point.
Yeah.
You know, there's giant ball raccoon guys, like, killing dudes with their balls. That's pretty funny, though. That's awesome. You know, if I had giant balls, I would want to kill people with them, too. And I'd assume everyone else feels the same way.
I remember as a 10-year-old, I was reading Nintendo Power, and there's, like, a mailbag section where the readers send mail to the Nintendo Power staff, and they're like, yo, why are Tanukis in Mario Bros. 3? You know, Tanukis hit people with their nutsacks, right? And they're like, yeah, that's kind of weird, but, you know, Miyamoto cleaned it up a little bit. And I was like, yo, they fucking hit people with their nutsacks. What's up with that, dog?
Miyamoto heard that he couldn't have the nutsack in the game. He screamed.
You should have heard it, man.
He's just, like, rolling on the ground in the office having a fit. No!
No, you can't do this to me! My artistic vision!
Yeah, that seems. I don't know. There's not much more to say about this. Would you guys recommend it? Like, I would.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty cool. Like,
it's an experience.
I would tell you to watch our show.
Yeah, like, it's weird. I don't know if I'd call it good or not. I don't know. Like, the story's dumb, but, like, the animation is so fucking good, and, like, the monsters look so cool, and the dub is really funny. Like, there's no reason really not to watch it, unless, like, you're underage and you shouldn't watch it.
Yeah, you shouldn't watch minors be depicted drinking alcohol.
That's
not a while.
That's not okay.
I guess final question, you know, who's best girl?
Well, there's really only two.
I would have to pick Amino Jakku's sister, Amino.
Yeah.
I would have to pick her I don't like main character's girlfriend because she's kind of a whore. I mean, she got raped by two people other than him.
Yeah.
And that
there's like seven rape scenes.
That disqualifies her, in my opinion.
Yeah. If she wasn't a dirty little slut, she wouldn't be getting raped all the time.
And she's not a dirty slut for daddy exclusively. She's just a dirty slut for anyone. That's the worst kind of little whore.
Exactly.
Yeah. And she's not as hot, too.
Yeah. I'd have to agree with Frigg. You know, she's kind of got a Hinata thing, but her twin tails aren't grown out.
Her twin tails
are not. They're just little pom-poms.
Yeah, they're little
pom-poms. She is more, like, realistic. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not good enough. I want long twin tails or, you know.
Yeah, Amren.
Spirally drill style ones, you know.
Preach, brother.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty fucking good. I don't know. Not pretty good. You know what I mean. It's very entertaining. I thoroughly enjoyed Legend of the Overfiend. We might do the sequel, Legend of the Demon Womb, maybe? Holy shit. Look at this fucking, Japanese box art.
Oh, dude!
Holy shit.
Yeah, doesn't the other one have the Star of David on it? What did they mean by that? That's like a Pokemon game where it's like Star of David.
Okay, yeah. so you can't see this. The Japanese VHS has a swastika in the background for the sequel. Look at the American VHS or DVD. I don't think it had a VHS run.
It just has a Jew star in the back.
It's a star,
dude,
David.
What did they mean by that?
What did they mean by that?
It's like a Pokemon game. You know, you got swastika version and Star of David version, right? And you gotta figure out a way to ask your parents to get you both versions so you can trade all the monsters.
You have to get you can't just have Pokemon Jew or Pokemon Nazi. You have to have both of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So, recommended. Very pretty entertaining. Get some buddies. It's probably funnier with friends. It's kind of, don't know. It's kind of weird to watch.
I mean, you don't want to be. You know, if you do watch with friends, you don't want to be the odd man out who's the only one with a boner.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be good. Kind of it's kind of like, you know, a where we go, one we go all kind of thing.
Yeah, by the end, we were all furiously masturbating to this anime. You can listen to more episodes, Anchor.fm/Weebcast. We're also on Spotify and I think iTunes. I'm not really sure if we're on iTunes. Probably not. I think we got banned from iTunes. But I don't know.
Jobs.
I'm not really sure. I know the first episode was not on iTunes because they said, no, we can't. That episode art is bad. I don't know. But Spotify and Anchor FM and also the site, of course. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm BigTony1611. Frigg is BasedFrigNet. Jejun is Autistic Genius. All the links will be below. We're going to be streaming on Halloween night. We mentioned that earlier. And just streaming in general. I stream a lot, a couple times a week. You can see me at BigTony1611 at DLive. And Frigg, what is your D-Live?
My D-Live is at Frigginator. I don't really stream too often, but you know, if I have something I want to show off in Genshin Impact or FGO, I'll be up there.
Yeah, and Jejun, what's yours?
It's Jejun, like Toronto Blue Jays, and then June, like the Toho, J-O-O-O-N.
Yeah. And yeah, you can listen to us on there. A lot of people say, oh, you don't upload episodes enough. That's really, like, I mean, I guess we do every other week, but that kind of gives you more content in between, basically. I'm a lot more active than these two on there. Usually it's all three of us on stream.
Sometimes featuring extra special guests, like Powder Keg.
Powder Keg?
Yeah.
We're Finley, Lil Scuzzy.
Lil Scuzzy, yeah. Garden, Sid Cynix. Song has popped in a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, we
Bradshaw.
Everybody's here.
Everybody is here. Yeah, it's good.
It's like Smash.
It's like Smash, but not bad. thank you for listening. DM us if you have suggestions for episodes or comments or whatever, or just add us on Twitter. We will see you later. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Later.
Penetrate and put you through the depth. They hard as iron and my feet is like fire. You never see me run and I